So today we're going to try a different blog post, and it's going to be audio. So we'll do it in a different manner. And my thought for today on the blog post is, why is it that athletes such as LeBron James or marketing prowess such as LeBron James are so vilified? Yes, he made a marketing blunder, public relations faux pas, if you will, in regard to his the decision a couple years ago to leave Cleveland and go to Miami. But he made just a decision, and so many athletes and politicians have done, you know, million times worse things. So the question is, why in life do so many people, as leaders, as marketers, we want people who have extreme talent, why do we want them to fail? Why is there the fascination with watching everything they do, with wondering every move they make, where some people idolize every move, and the other group is absolutely wanting the person to fail, to look foolish, to look ridiculous? And I'm just using LeBron James as many examples. He finally won a championship, but there'll be many people still that say they hate LeBron James, as if he was a friend of theirs, as if his decision to play basketball in another city impacted their life. And yet you'll hear people with strong opinions on it. Same thing with people you don't know or people you do know in your life. And if they've been successful, many people are very happy with their success and they want to be around the power and influence and use people, quite frankly, for what they can do for them. Some people are just genuinely happy for other people, which is a great place to be. And other people want to see people fall and fail. And obviously in human behavior, as I'm working on my doctorate in leadership studies, we talk about there's a certain amount of human element that likes to see people fall and trip and fail. With all that being said, we live in a very forgiving society, and I challenge everyone today to think about, why is it that we want great brands to fail, or why is it that we have such loyalty to great brands? Why is that thinking the why question behind the what we do? So this post is labeled the why, not the what, in our thinking. I hope this challenges you and in a different format, and we can get some replies and thoughts on it. Thank you.